Welcome to New Shooter Canada. Please remember that the show's content and word pronunciation is simply the opinion of the hosts and their guests.
Well, all I've got is my life being free. Because I'm armed, you can't take that from me, and you should know it.
Hi, welcome to episode whatever 100 it is of New Shooter Canada. I'm one of your hosts, Thomas, and tonight with me is Benny.
Hi.
Mike is having technical difficulties, and George is on the road, so we just thought we'd get a brief little episode just to let listeners know that our hiatus is over. We're going to change the format of the show. We're going to be recording every 2 weeks, and probably on Monday nights, because the Sunday night routine was really difficult for Mike. And the other two guys, you know, they're young guys, they're married, they got little kids, so their times are really tied up. And Benny's doing multiple jobs, and Mike's doing nights, and I keep getting suspended from work, so I'm not sure how much time I have on my hands. So once we get together in a week or so, you know, we'll discuss a new format. So we're basically what we're going to do, and these were Mike's suggestions as well. We're probably going to get away with the news segment. We're going to stay away from the politics. We're going to start just doing strictly the mechanics and learning tools for new shooters, which was the original intention of the show. The problem is that we've covered just about everything, so we're going to have to start over again, and we'll just approach everything a little bit differently. So thanks for joining us this week. So what have you done in guns, Benny?
So it's been a very long time, but I haven't done that much. I've taken a couple new shooters out. Actually, I took two brothers out. Most of the stuff's actually happened very recently. So about 2 weeks ago, I took two new shooters out. Last week, I promised to take non-shooters out. Promised to take another one out soon. We'll have to see when that happens. I got to shoot the SLR, the new non-restricted AR type thing. The one I was using was very finicky on magazines. It wouldn't take my... I forgot the company, but the C... whatever it was, pistol mags for ARs.
The LAR mags.
It wouldn't take, but it's the, I forget which company that makes those ones. It wouldn't take those. It wouldn't take, I don't know why, I think it's some German company, 5 out of 30 mag. It wouldn't take that. It would take my Elander mags, and it would with some finickying, would take P mags, but it didn't really like the short ones. But that was just that one. But so for me personally, I think I'm gonna stick to my Tavor still. Was this a couple months ago? We went shooting together. I got to shoot your Thomas's GP100 and his K100. That was pretty nice. I finally sighted in my Tavor. I've never actually sat down with it and tried to, you know, see where I'm hitting. I've always just, you know, there's a target, let me just blast away kind of thing.
You're kidding me. You've never dialed it in?
I've never sat down with a target and just tried to get it zeroed. So I was shooting it.
Okay, so everybody, don't take Benny's advice. When you get a new firearm, clean it, take it to the range, and get it zeroed. See where it's hitting when you first get it. Don't lead by example, Benny.
That is very true. For the record, though, I might add, I have never bought a non... I've never bought a non-North American firearm brand new, so I've never had to do the whole sit-down and really clean the whole thing out. All the firearms I've either purchased are either American, so the amount of oiling on them is less, although you should still clean your firearms before you use them the first time. I've never done that. So don't follow my example, people. It's not necessarily the best idea.
Not always. I have had firearms that have been sighted and dialed in perfect right out of the box. I have had that happen, so.
Right. So my Tavor wasn't crazy. I've done three gun competitions with it. I've taken a Ragnarok class with it, and it's performed quite nicely.
I've shot it. It shoots fine.
Yeah, I didn't get bottom of the... I wasn't, you know, crazy off target, but it could use a little... It could use a nice clear afternoon with no one else around, just me, the range, me, the target, and lying on the range floor, getting that thing sighted in properly. But it has yet to get that done either. So, yeah, I did get to shoot my CZ to see if it's, you know, shooting minute of man. Before, I've always just been in like, oh, I've got the CZ, let me just blast away at 7 yards and have fun. I've actually, you know, sat down at a bench and not used a bench or a rest or anything. So again, off the table, off the mag. But I shot at 50, and it is shooting minute a man, so that's okay. I picked up a Ruger Blackhawk at 41 Magnum. That's nice, pretty nice.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to shooting that, but I haven't done that yet because I got it like a couple days after going to the range with you. And being I'm no longer a member at Silverdale, and I'm no longer a member of any club, the Silverdale rules are that you have to be a member of a club, I guess, so they can, say that you are safe or whatever, or that you've taken the club level safety course, even though I've taken the club level safety course with them, and I'm actually certified by CSSA to give the club level safety course to shoot restricteds. So if any listeners know of a cheap range that, you don't really need to show up to actually be a member and it's not too expensive, let me know, please, so I can, shoot as a guest at Ontario ranges.
That's true, because the first time, I think my first pumpkin shoot, I brought my own gun and I had to go see Joan, and I had my CCSA card that shows that I have the same instructor course as you, and she still wanted to see my my range membership. So it's a rule. So if you want to bring a restricted to Silverdale, you have to be a member of another range or some, because yeah, they didn't really accept my certification either. They might now, yeah, because I do know Joan and Sarah, because I've done a lot of work as a grand power rep there, and I go to most of all their events. So, but she still wants to see it. So.
Yep. No, I did email her and asked her, and be like, hey, by the way, I have this. I'm an instructor for the club level safety course, and she's like, no, if you ask any range in Ontario, they're all going to tell you have to be a member of another range in order to shoot restricteds at their range as a guest.
That's so. I can see it, but you're offering them evidence that you have taken, because the premise for that is that they want to make sure that you've taken the course. Well, you've got the CSSA card that says you've taken the course and you are an instructor for the course. So to me,
right. And if they looked in their files, they would see that, yes, I stopped paying membership, X month, like at the end of last year, and I was certified to shoot restricteds at their range. But since I no longer pay membership at any range, I can no longer shoot restricteds at their range.
When I joined the club I belong to now, I also belong to another club. So I did have an ATT. But so I'd taken the club level course and I'd taken the instructor course that you took through the Northumberland Club. So when I joined my current club, I still had to retake the course. And I said, you're kidding me. I belong to this club. I've taken the course there, and I'm also an instructor for the course. They said, no, you have to take the course. So I kind of complained.
Give yourself the course.
Well, yeah, I kind of complained about it. And then a very sweet gentleman from the CSSA, Jim Drysdale, who passed away a short while ago, he was a member of my range. Super, super nice guy. He was a provincial CSSA instructor for Ontario. Okay, he was one of the top instructors, and they made him take the course that he teaches at my club. So Jim and I complained, and now if you belong to another club, you still have to do, I think, 6 probationary shoots. But my club was very, very strict, and they just relaxed that rule a few years ago. But they still want to see you shoot and make sure you're proficient, even if you that's just the way we are. But
right.
We're not trashing Silverdale. Just saying,
they're very policy. That just happens to be their policy, and I wish it was different. That's all.
Yeah. That remind me when we get to events that the pumpkin shoot's coming up too, because we didn't do anything. Benny and I just wrote down a couple things. I don't have any events. Nothing really big to talk about.
That.
we're gonna make it a really short show tonight. Anything else?
So what did you do? No, that's it.
I shot one match this summer. Excuse me, because my eyes have been giving me a hard time. And I'm pretty sure that 17-year-old Remington smoked all of us. I think I might have come in second, probably third, because I think Gary was a little bit faster than me. And I haven't been to the range since. I paid my fees, I signed up, and I love shooting there, shooting the club matches, but just with my schedule, I just haven't been able to do it. But I have been active. I went to the GAT show as the Grand Power Rep. And that was great. The thing I liked about the GAT show compared to, say, TACCOM, And actually, I spoke to the guy about the coat of arms about this, is that when they put the GAT show together, they included retailers. So even though it was at Silverdale and Lance Shooting Supplies is a store on the property, they also had NAS or NAS. They had a retail set up there, Wolverine Supplies. There's, I don't remember them all, cause it was so long ago now, but there had to be five or six other retailers as well as, you know, whatever products that were on the line. They had the 180B, got to play with that. That was pretty cool. What else was there? So the second day that I get there, it was a 2-day event, right? So I didn't go the first day. Dave went the first day. I went the second day. I'm driving out there. I'm already past Oshawa, and Dave messaged me, dude, I'm sick. So he didn't make it, and he had all the guns. I don't have any company guns per se. I just have my 3 or 4 own personal grandpas that I'll take to a retailer if he wants to shoot my guns. It's no big deal. So I'm already halfway out there. So I went anyway, and as soon as I got there, I ran into Ian from Odell. He's the sales rep, and a mutual friend, Scott. And I said, well, you know, I've got nothing to do. I said, you want me to run your line? So I did. Scott and I, Ian ran the long gun, so he was down at the rifle range with the Daria and the rest of the Odell long guns. And Scott and I ran the Odell pistol line. So basically we had the high powers and the 1911s and the Shiraz, that K-12 sport that I talked about. It was pretty cool. One thing I liked that we had... a lot of newbies showed up for that, a lot. And we had three girls probably in their, I'm guessing, in their early 40s. I don't want to insult them. And apparently Scott knew the one girl because they'd been involved in some mutual charity thing. So they came out. They shot everything. We started them on 22s, and we got them because I brought my K-22, I think. No, I didn't bring the K-22. And we had them on 45s, 1911s. Then they went down and they shot slugs. And they shot every single thing that was available. I think they shot the 50 BMG. Their mission was they wanted to go shooting and they wanted to shoot everything, and they did. Then they all signed up for the PAL course. So that was great to see. What else? Oh, a few feet from us was the NRA actually had a booth set up, because I believe somebody else was an NRA, NFA club.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm assuming that it is, because even Lord Shelton was there, and they were doing some fundraising. I've seen them active at a couple events. I've never seen Shelton, so he was there. And, I ignored him for the day. That was about it. And some news, Dave Fuller, who actually used to work at Lance Shooting Supply, and he does all that real cool cerakoting that we told you about last year. He got hired as the operations manager for NAS, for NAS. So he's now working for Chris, and we've had NAS on the show in the past. And NAS actually was I'm not sure if they're a charity sponsor last year. The year before, they gave us the 45 that Tyler won. It was came from NAS. And actually, I got a really nice compliment from him. We were outside before for dinner, and Dave just walked up to me, and he shook my hand, and he went, says, Thomas, you're a real decent guy. I like you. You're a good man. And it's, felt really good. I said, oh, thanks, Dave. I really appreciate that. So I'm glad to see Dave is, I've considered promotion. He's probably making more money where he is because he's in charge, which is cool. And I was,
I know he's still accepted at Silverdale. It happened to be when I was leaving there just before Thanksgiving. He was pulling up to go do whatever he was going to do. So they still like him around there.
Oh, yeah. I think he left on good terms, and he posted something on Facebook recently, and Joan ribbed him on it. So,
it's good all around there.
Yeah. I don't think there was any animosity, and the things that he told me I can't share anyway. So, but yeah, he got on good terms. He just needed the change. He'd been there for a long time. But that 180C, that was cool too. I got to play with that. I was quite impressed. If you're looking for a nice non-restricted firearm, depending what the legislation does, it was a nice firearm. I don't know if I'd buy it, but and I guess the next event I did the Odell Range Day. So my buddy Kayla flew in from BC, and she stayed with Angela and Gavin, and they hung out with us for the day. Really nice couple. And actually, Angela, if you've got your CCF calendar, she's the Gunny Girl of the Month this month. We ran the full Grand Power lineup at the bench. We've got some really nice competition 22s, some of the long slides, just everything that we had. And so I'd like to thank, Mr. Odell, because we're not actually associated with them. They're just friends, And Phil lets us set up the I Run the Ground power line at his Odell Day for the dealers every year. So thank you, Phil. We appreciate that. What else? So I got to try a couple neat things. They have a, I'm not into black powder, but they, I think it was CVA. I went to look, but Odell's updating their website right now. I think it was a CVA. I met the sales rep from Georgia, really nice guy. They had a black package, a package with a thumb hole grip, optics, and it was $500, including the scope. It was actually a decent scope. The trigger on this black powder rifle was excellent. It was a beautiful, beautiful trigger. So, and I think it was $500 for the package. So I was really impressed with that. And I'm not into black powder, but it was just so accurate. And the trigger was so nice. The new Big Area, by the time I finally got to shoot the thing, I bet you've been a couple thousand rounds have been put through it. And it was touch. You couldn't touch the barrel. Trigger was nice, but I couldn't get into group. It was just, the barrel was just smoking because so many people were shooting it. And that, I can't even pronounce it. Sorry. Samaz K12 Sport. I mentioned that one last year. It was like a Turkish clone, a CZ clone. Well, actually, CZ is a clone of a Swiss, but it looks like a 10 Foglia Witness, I think. Beautiful, beautiful gun. Trigger is gorgeous on it. And I was meant to talk to Ian about it. And I saw them on the internet last year. And when they came out, they sold out. And nobody's ordered anymore. They just, for some reason, people don't want Turkish competition guns. When they first came out, they moved. But they don't seem to be selling them anymore. They have them in stock. Beautiful gun. But the stores just aren't picking them up. What else to play with? Oh,
well, it's the end of the season, no? Wouldn't it slow down? Or you're saying since last season?
Since the last order. So since last the... Maybe last 6 months, like when they first got them in, everybody wanted them. But right now, I guess for the same price point, you can get a blue Colt competition. Cause Colt's sort of climbing out of the ashes for about the same price that this thing's going to cost you. You know, so I think people are actually just picking other guns. Cause that's what I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at a 9mm 1911. You can pick up a stainless steel one for 15, a Colt. But, you know, it depends what the competition shooters are into, you know. What else do they have? Oh, they've got some of those new splatter targets. And they're a lot cheaper than the ones that you see at Canadian Tire. So I got some of those for free, and they're pretty cool. And I got to play with that revolving 410. I forget the name of it. It's Turkish. This one particular gun, a few years ago, what was it? Was it Rossi? I think Rossi or Taurus came out with a revolving shotgun. Well, it ended up being restricted because they used the exact same frame that they had used on the revolvers. So, of course, the RCMP just issued the same FRT number and made it a restricted firearm.
This Evolve.
Yeah, because it was a revolver just made bigger into a shotgun. This one that the Kinect that's come in, it's a totally new design. Trigger, heavy, double action trigger was really heavy, extremely heavy. Single action is probably about 5 or 6 pounds, but it was fast. No issue cycling whatsoever. You know, it was a Turkish import. It didn't have the high polished blue ink, and it had a sort of roughness to the stock, but I think they're going for $650. So it's, you know, it's a fair price for what it has. The only thing that concerned me about it is that we all know revolving actions aren't really good for rifles. So they have a flash guard around the BC gap on this thing, so you don't sever limbs, which you probably wouldn't with a 410. But just for safety reasons, because you're putting your forearm across the front of the cylinder, you're going to get burnt from the expending gases. So they have a shield that forces it back. And it was pretty good. I a little bit of powder back, but nothing really to worry about. But I can see that being as a wear part. If you use that a lot, that little flash hider for the BC gap is going to probably burn out, but they probably have them in stock. And well, that's about it. It was funny before we left for dinner, I was talking to Kayla, and what's the guy's name that runs Coat of Arms? The guy that does all the talking all the time. I just blanked on his name. Really nice guy. Yeah, I know. I forget his name. Cause I
just know by face. Like, he knows who I am. I don't know his name.
I just sent him.
I shouldn't have admitted that on air.
I just sent him a Facebook friend request a couple days ago. Anyway, so he's a really nice guy. But
I
mentioned to Kayla. I said, you know, whenever I see his videos, he always looks like he's hungover and tired. And she laughs. She goes, she thought the exact same thing. So I guess she had said something to him earlier in the day that he always looks like he's hungover and tired. you know, in passing. So we get to dinner, and don't I say it to him too? I said, you know, I like your videos, but you always look so, you look kind of hungover and tired. And I guess he really got, really? Oh, you're kidding me. Oh my God. And we got him really upset that he was like hungover and tired all the time. He said, oh my God, no. And then Kay and I started laughing because we talked about it. So we sort of set the guy up for it. So it was nice to see them there. They did a lot of video shoot at the Odell Range Day and also did a lot of video shoot at the GAT show. So a big shout out, okay, to the guys from Coat of Arms. We appreciate all your help in the firearms community. What's next, Benny?
What's new in the industry, I guess? We're not really doing that anymore, but it's apparently like 99 or 98 days till SHOT Show, so woohoo!
Yeah, we're both going this year.
I'm not going.
I thought you were going.
No, I'm not going this year. Oh. I bought the Blackhawk instead.
Oh. Okay, well, that's a valid excuse. You bought a gun.
Yep.
I got to submit my passport paperwork. I'm going. I caved in.
You don't have a valid passport? What?
No. I got one 10 years ago when my grandmother passed and I had to go to the States, but I never did since the laws changed. So I got to fly in.
Wow.
But it's cool because Grandpa is graciously picking up the airfare, a hotel, all the...
So lucky.
All the joint meals. So like we all go for breakfast, we all go for dinner, stuff like that. So I just might have to cover, the occasional lunch and spending money. So I'm very grateful. I haven't really done much recently with the product because I've been going through so much crap at work. It's been insane. I was, this summer I got suspended with pay for 10 weeks. I was back for 2 months. And then the last 3 weeks they haven't been giving my work orders are blank, which is against a collective agreement. And I know I complained every week. And then finally, I got a phone call yesterday. They relieved me of duty again yesterday. Suspended, administrative suspension with pay, non-disciplinary. So then I got a call today saying, well, they want me to come in for a meeting tomorrow. And they just wanted the shop steward to come in. I said, no. I want the head of the union coming in with me. So I'm going to have 113s coming with me to the office tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. So we hopefully get this crap behind me. Then I can retire in January.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm going to retire this year. I think that's what they want to do. I think they've been trying to force me out, and this is the way of doing it. So I made sure that I really pushed their buttons before I left.
Okay, that's not a good idea ever. So what else is coming up? You've got other stuff in the new industry, or what's
going on?
What's going on?
I finally got my first contact from Operation Blazing Sword. Actually, it's my second. It's the one gentleman actually invited me to the Pride Parade in the summer, but I declined. I don't do parades. I really don't do parades. I don't like the crowds. And he has started up a Toronto chapter of the Pink Pistols, which I think he kind of regrets now because he lives in Oshawa. So now he's having to travel back and forth. So he's kind of hoping somebody will pick up the Toronto chapter and he can do a Durham chapter. But anyway, Operation Blazing Sword, I sort of detracted there, and Pink Pistols have now merged. So Aaron is now ahead of both organizations. So he had actually contacted Aaron, and they have their first Pink Pistol shoot is for November 28th at the EESA Club. And there's also pub night on November 7th at the Drink Tornado at 459 Church Street. So the stuff will be in the show notes. You can contact Greg. I've got his email there. He's also on Twitter. I don't do Twitter.
Me neither.
Yeah, I don't do it. So I just, no. But that's good. Yep. It's finally good that they got something going. What I have to do is that it's kind of funny because when I was talking to him, all kinds of these safety flags start going off in my head. Because he doesn't currently have a PEL. So he's in the process. He had a PEL. He's in the process of renewing his PEL, but he doesn't have an RPEL. So he doesn't have any practical, pistol shooting experience at all, but he's starting a pistol shooting group. And Aaron doesn't know about Canadian laws. So I contacted her and I just suggested that, when somebody wants to start a chapter, it would be a good idea that they've actually do have their firearms license and they've taken the club level handgun safety course, because then you have somebody who can actually teach other people. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's no way to enforcing it, but she can just advise and educate anybody, because it'll encourage anybody to start a chapter. You know, all the power to him. If Greg wants to start a chapter, he doesn't have the full training. You know, I'll get behind him. So I'm meeting him at my club Sunday, and I'm going to do basic pistol training, and I'm going to run him through the club level handgun safety course. And the next, I've got a couple weeks, so their first event is into November 28th. So I've got a few chances to get out and get them some, you know, practical experience in their hand. I might go to the first event. I'm not sure. That's a long ways away.
Yeah.
That's out in Kitchener. I might, if the weather's nice and everything else. But they actually contacted the club themselves, and the club is doing it for them. I guess they have asked, you know, if they could have an instruction night, and apparently the club is very welcoming to have them there, which is great. That's about it. I guess what the main topic is, we won't go through it all, but I guess this predetermined government survey. Did you listen to Slamfire?
I have not yet heard that episode.
Yeah, they went through the whole thing, and Trevor filled it out, and it's pretty one-sided and leading against the legal gun owner, basically. So,
yeah, I did do the survey quickly. And at the end, like, I got, Silverdale sent out an email to anyone on their email list, just saying, you know, keep in mind, you know, at the end of the survey, they give you three options. Are you a firearms owner? You know, yes, no, I don't want to say. Be it as it may, it could be when you mark off, you know, I'm a firearms owner. Either they say, oh, okay, so we're just throwing this one out, or, oh, look, they're actually, you know, they actually want to pay attention and dictate what's going on. But just keep that in mind. They are asking you if you are a firearms owner. Think about that before you actually go and fill it out.
It's a loaded question.
It very much well, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is a very loaded question.
Actually, that's a very good point. Maybe it's just better to leave that one open. You know what? I think I put yes. I was pretty honest. And I added a few comments, too, because some of it was pretty stupid.
You know, yeah,
banning stuff that's already banned, and
yeah, no, I don't remember if I added the part, you know, things are already banned, but I think I wrote a comment there too as well, saying, you know what, I don't know, like, this is really stupid. It's not a real problem, and they're not addressing the problems at all.
Yeah, if you get a chance, listen to Slamfire Radio's last episode. They did a really thorough job. They went through question to question, and they answered it online as they recorded. So they did a live thing on YouTube. So you can actually go down and follow the steps and maybe, I can't say take somebody else's advice, but maybe, you know, approach things differently maybe than you would normally would. Because I like the way that Trevor filled it out.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have a look. See then.
Yeah, have a listen. It was a good show. Guess about it. Of course, Mike's computer's gone, and Benny and I can't access to emails, so we don't know whether we have emails or not. We probably do. unless you message the actual Facebook page or myself or Benny, we don't see the emails because it's like an account that George set up and it won't even let me in.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah. And I actually messaged somebody to check the email. I didn't get ahead. So.
No. Along with the public's, with the, you know, petition, not that, they also have the petition. There's a new petition out. This one is by Michelle Rempel. Or she's, what's it called, endorsing it. It's for the respect. The three mandates are respect law-abiding Canadian gun owners, immediately scrap Bill C-71 and introduce legislation that actually targets criminals while protecting Canadians and respecting law-abiding firearms owners, and three, abandon the idea of a blanket firearm ban on law-abiding and highly vetted Canadians. The link's going to be in the show notes, but it's petition E-1883. So we'll see. If that's probably not going to get anywhere, but the more times we hit them with these very large petitions, the more they might say, oh, like, you know, something's going on here, or maybe people will just get angry at the fact that the politicians don't listen.
Well, that's why it's important that we all join a firearm advocacy group. Join the CCFR, join the CCSA, NFA if you have to. There's some other good ones out there. But the two people I see out there fighting our fight right now is the CCFR and the CCSA. So if, you know, it's $40 or $45 to join an organization. It's well worth the investment. If you just look at the stuff that that Tracy and Rod are doing, traveling around the country, Bernardo is quite often over in Europe addressing the UN. So you know they both groups are approaching things, and he's in Ottawa too. So both groups are approaching things from different levels. They may have different ways of approaching things, but in the end results is our rights as farm owners. So I would encourage you to join both groups. I really would.
Yeah, from the beginning, CCFR was never intended to take over for any other organization. They saw a hole in the front towards telling people about allowing gun owners to enjoy their ability, their rights, what they've earned, their privileges, shall we say. And they're not there to step on anyone else's toes. They're there just to educate whether politicians or the public on what exactly is the law in Canada and what the problems are and how to fix them. Or in this case, how not to fix them. So,
yeah, I like both groups. I'm actually very happy with the CCSA these days, even though I got mad at them in the past, but I'm very happy with what they've done. And they've got a lot of great people. Like in the amount of people I've seen training at these events, for example, almost every event I go to, it's usually Mike Dunhoven that's there manning this every time. And he always throws up the compensated 22 with the red dot every time. He, you know, calls me out as a cheat every time he sees me. And I love the guy to pieces. He's a super, super nice guy. You know, a lot of these events, you'll see Kelly there all the time. A lot of events I go to, or you'll see, from the CCFR, I run into Spooky, Stacy. I don't know how many events I run into that he's at. So these guys are putting in a lot of time and effort to promote these organizations. Walk up, pay the membership fee, and you get a free magazine every other month. It's worth it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thomas, you have any shout outs?
Last time I looked, we were up to 1350 on the Facebook likes, and we dropped down to 48. I haven't really been paying attention. I have been sharing stuff on the Facebook page, so events and stuff that I see, I have been putting up.
Once in a while, something will pop up. And
yeah, I tried to put your course up, but I couldn't share it.
Yeah, I know.
So if you have anything from BennyLewis.ca, just put it on the show website.
We'll do. We do have our pistol loaders back in stock, and we still have rifle loaders. We'll see where that goes.
Yeah, they sold out, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I should open up a deal with Grand Power Canada, and they can put a loader in with one of their pistols.
Thought you'd have to speak to David.
I don't know if it's worth it for anybody, but we'll see. Maybe. Yeah, I'll drop them the line.
Yeah, one new news item I should throw in there. A couple of days ago, NAS, they got robbed tonight. I think they said 25, 26 handguns got stolen. Something broken in the store.
Oh yeah, I saw that a while. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big hit. That's, you know, depending what they took, because I've been looking for something. I'm going on Chris's site and it's like, sold out. Well, he's got none of that sold. And I realized, oh yeah, they got robbed. It's not that it's sold out, it's gone. So,
yeah.
Sorry to hear that for NAS. They're a good store. I hate to see them get hit like that. And considering the owner's a cop, so it's kind of ironic that they steal from a cop's gun shop. That's he's a nice guy. I'm not trashing Chris. Chris McLeod's a super, super nice guy.
Hopefully they recover all the firearms and everything works out.
Well, yeah. And I think insurance will probably cover it. Any shout-outs?
Yeah, I got shout-outs. Shout-out to my co-hosts for actually trying to get this thing going. I've been pretty busy recently with work being at very odd hours, so I haven't really been able to get on and record. Again, shout-out to my wife, as usual, for
putting
up with me, helping me go, allowing me to buy guns, so that's always great. Yeah. Thomas, don't you have some shouts for some of our friends?
Yeah, I believe E.T. or Etienne, I think I pronounced it correctly that time, so don't tease me, Mike, and Jazz both got married this summer. Not to each other. I remember seeing pictures, and there was somebody else, I think a third of our friends, but I remember E.T. and Jazz getting married, which, congratulations, guys, great to see. I know Jazz and his girlfriend been together a long time, so it's good to see. And I know there was somebody else. Who else got married? Somebody else in the podcast community. There was another one. My friend Peter remarried his wife, and I think they've been married 25, 30 years. So shout out to Peter. I thought that was cute to see in the summer too. And of course to George Hatch, the founder of New Shooter Canada and our one and only sponsor who pays for our web hosting.
Wait, he got married?
No, I just want to give George a shout out.
Okay. Phew. Okay. That's it, everybody.
Okay, listen, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. As I said, this is just a short intro preview show. In a couple of weeks, we will have a full episode with a new topic. So if you have any ideas, write in and address them to Benny. And he'll write the topics.
Have a good one, everyone.
Keep your barrels downrange and smoking. Good night, everybody.
It's not about the odds. It's about the stakes.
I really like 22 Mag.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or feedback you may have, or if you just want to call shenanigans. You can contact us at host@newshootercanada.ca or through our Facebook page.
The way they look, I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small, they're for sale until I want them all. I like guns, I like guns, I like guns.